people.
Real people.
Real talk.
Real talk.
But in a fun way. Because, hey, life can't always be so serious. Broadcasting from New Mexico, this is the Young Excellence Podcast.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello and welcome back
to the Young Excellence Podcast. Another week of us just sitting down and talking. Again, we're back to this setup because it's a nice cloudy day and brings good sunlight. So why not just use natural light?
True story.
Instead of having to set up all the lights that we have and everything, saves time on us putting stuff away.
Yeah, and the podcast is coming out late this week. You just had like a hectic week.
Yeah, we tried to record it on Tuesday when we usually record.
Yeah,
and it just wasn't working out. The dogs were bothering, like making noise. You guys know how it is. They're making noise while we're recording, so we're like, okay, well, I worked Wednesday, so I was like, I don't have time. We don't have time to do it tomorrow. And I was like, let's do it Thursday early in the morning, and we could put it up right afterwards. So. Yeah. Well, it's going to kind of come out today. So when you guys are listening to this, we had just recorded this. If you're listening to it on Thursday when it's dropped.
Yeah.
So it's like very recent.
Yeah.
But how you been? How's your foot? If you
guys didn't know, Charlene,
if you guys haven't listened to other podcasts, Charlene hurt her, I guess your foot?
My
your
leg. Shin? From my knee down. No, I hit my shin, but it's been hurting from my knee down. My calf. Everything.
If you guys could see it, there's like dents in her leg.
There's like dents. You could, if you like rub your hand through my leg, it's like big old indents.
But yeah, she's been hurting a bunch lately.
Mm-hmm.
And but I wanted to get started with something. Before we get into today's news, we have to show everybody your birthday present that we got.
Oh, Jane got me a birthday present.
She's been wanting one ever since they got ever since they got announced or whatever when they came out. And ever since then, I was like, oh, we want... Ever since then, both of us were like, okay, we want one so bad.
Yeah, and actually I was going to get him one for his birthday, but then I was like, you know what? He needs AirPods more than...
Sorry if you guys hear the noise. She's opening it up. If you're watching the video, you see.
Ah, oh, my dad put it away. Don't. I was like, why is it like that?
But what'd you get for the listeners?
They can't, I got a Nintendo Switch.
Yeah.
Woo-woo. And it's actually the Animal Crossing... version.
It's like a special edition one. If you guys are watching the video, you could tell, but if you're not, it's like usually they come in like either the gray or the red and blue ones.
Or a black one. I've seen a black one.
Black one? Well, this one is like a pastel blue and green, like a mint green.
And these are actually my favorite colors. Like every time I buy something, they're always
that's the main reason. Because I was like, I'm not gonna, everybody has like the
sorry.
In the headphones it sounded like gunshots or something.
It was Cooper's ears.
But everybody has like the green or the blue and the red ones or the gray. And I'm like, I want to get her something different. And it just happened to have the colors that she likes a lot.
Yeah, it was so nice. Like, it was so thoughtful. Like the moment he walked in, and I was kind of suspicious because he was like,
on my lunch.
Yeah,
he was usually on my lunch. And since out of town, I just sit in the car and eat my lunch. So when she called me, usually I call her when I got out on lunch. Yeah. She heard the car driving and I'm like trying to be as quiet as possible.
Yeah. And then I messaged him. I'm like, where were you going? Like, I was like, you took lunch and you didn't have to go get it. He's like, I had to go down to the gas station because I was running out of water.
Yeah.
And I was like, I tell you every day to pack extra water. Like, I know what it's like. I ran out of water at work. So I know what it's like. And he's like, oh yeah. He's like, you're so smart. I should do that. I'm like, yeah, I appreciate
it. I just wanted to keep a surprise for once because every time I try to surprise her with something, I always end up telling her.
No, but
before.
He was like dropping hints because like the Saturday before or Sunday, I don't know what day it was, we had gone to the store and he's like, oh, can you walk over here? He was like, can you walk over here real quick? And I'm like, yeah, I think I can make it over there. He's like, I just want to go look at the Switches.
Yeah.
And then he's like, you really like the Mario Deluxe? I'm like, yeah, like that's the one I always played. Yeah. And then, I don't know, he was just being really weird.
I was just going at it in a way that made it seem like, oh, he's just, like, interested in it for now.
Yeah, because he kept saying, he's like, watch video. You should watch videos about the Switch. You should watch, like, gameplay. So I was like, you know what? I should.
Yeah.
I should. And then he got it for me, and I was like, extremely surprised, really excited, and I love it. I take that thing.
I was so excited to give it to her and everything. I was so excited to see her reaction.
Yeah.
And then the next day, we actually went on, like, a little birthday a vacation kind of thing for a day where we had so much fun. We went to this the Violet Crown Cinema. If there's like three of them, so it's like a smaller music theater. What is she doing?
She covering her food.
But it's like a smaller theater, and there's actually one here in New Mexico, and it's crazy.
Yeah,
it's we went there. Amazing. It was like on the nicer part of town.
It was downtown Santa Fe, so yeah. Like the I would say the rich side.
Yeah,
of it.
It's like the nicer part. So we had to experience like our first time or my first time facing a paid parking.
Yeah,
where like you have to go like I'm guessing like in New York and California.
And I didn't
stuff
know
like
it was gonna
that.
Be downtown, so we didn't take quarters.
Yeah,
or anything.
We didn't know because we had never been there before. We didn't even know the address to it. So we, I guess like in LA or New York and big cities like that, you have to pay for parking, like the little booth things on the side of the street. So we went over there and we're like, oh shit, we have to pay. And we had like three quarters on us. And so we wasted three quarters on a machine that wasn't
that
even
working.
That
didn't even give us time.
Yeah. And I was like, fuck, what are we going to do? And finally a space opened up and it was easy, like cheap parking and everything. Mm-hmm. So we were able to walk like, kind of far for Charlene's injury. But we were able to walk to the theater, and the theater is like, it was an old railway station, like the road, and right in front of it is the railroad.
Yeah.
So it was an old railroad station, but the theater's nice. It has like underground theater, so you don't get no service under there. And they, I don't know, it was really nice. It's not expensive at all. You would expect it to be expensive because it's on that part of Santa Fe, but it was so nice.
It's so crazy because like now with my injury, like I haven't been able to walk, like I can't walk very much. I have to like take breaks, even just like walking from here to the kitchen.
Yeah.
And so it's just like been an extremely hard, difficult time, especially because like the doctors have been giving me like such issues with it. I feel like because I got hurt at work, they don't really want to check it. And so I'm just worried that it's going to get worse and I'm going to have surgery because they're not doing their job on their end.
But, yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know what to do.
Yeah, I guess you just have to wait and see. But how much longer do you have to wait?
Well, I have to wear my boot for 6 weeks. Actually, I'm not wearing right now because we just woke up and I haven't put it on yet.
Yeah. She hasn't been walking much. She kind of just like got out of bed and we just started doing the podcast.
Yeah, so it's no biggie. But I have to wear my boot for 6 weeks and I have to go back for another checkup.
Is it like 3 weeks from now?
Yeah, like three
or
weeks.
Or two? Somewhere around there. It's been quite a while. That you've been wearing it?
I've been wearing my boot for 2 weeks.
2 weeks? So what, like another five?
Yeah.
Six. No, six.
Four.
Four? I don't know. That math don't add up. But
it does.
I don't know. You're the one that got the boot, so you know the actual timeline.
Tuesday will be 3 weeks. So, and then another 3 weeks.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's basically it. I have to go get x-rays done. And hopefully this next one, because actually Tuesday we were going to record, I took out my boot, I laid in bed, and I got, like, a leg spasm.
Oh, that, too. While we're recording, she kept, like, hurting a bunch. She started getting spasms. So I was like, no, it's just not a right time to record. Everything kind of is, like, going against
us. But
not
that, not only that, is my legs were spasming. And Jean's like, oh, try to move your toes and stuff, like, which I do because I have nerve damage. So I try to make sure, like, everything's moving right. And I was trying to move my toes, and my toes were not moving at all. And it scared, like, the living shit out of me.
And it's been doing it a bunch lately.
Yeah, like last night, I was having a hard time moving them again. And I don't know, it's just like very painful, like beyond painful. Like, yeah, I cried so much yesterday because I couldn't walk at all. And I don't know, I hope this following appointment that I have to go to, they actually do their actual fucking job and they actually check it correctly. If they have to do ultrasound, because like I've hurt my ankles before. And this is my entire leg, and they're just, like, not checking it, and it's pissing me off.
Yeah.
But that's all I have to say.
All right, let's get into today's news. Kanye, let's talk on the Kanye situation.
Let's talk about the Kimye situation.
I guess it kind of pertains her, too. But he's been going on a big old, like, it was kind of a while ago. When we're recording Tuesday, it was more recent. But he went on, like, a big old rant and, like, posting a bunch and everything on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And he posted a bunch of pictures. But one in particular I wanted to talk about, because the other one was just like random. It was just like he was just kind of venting and stuff. Yeah. But one, he put up a text message of Pete Davidson that Pete sent him. And you can't really see the full text, but you can kind of make out what it said. And he was like, oh, I haven't met your kids yet, but I'm so excited and I just want them to be happy and treat them good and stuff like that. He's like, I'm excited to treat them good. And Kanye puts in the caption, he's like, you'll never meet my kids.
But we also don't know when Pete sent that message.
Exactly. But
it could have been when Kanye and Kim are still together.
I don't think so. Because the way Pete put it, he was like, I haven't met them yet. But he's like, I'm excited to treat them good and stuff like that. So I'm guessing it's now or more recently. So
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know, because Pete Davidson has been uploading on, like, sharing a lot of stuff that.
And then they're kind of going clapping back to him and Kid Cudi, because Kanye was going at Kid Cudi for, or Kid Cudi, I don't know what that situation
Kanye
is.
Kanye was.
He something that Kanye wasn't going to put him on the album.
No,
or
Kanye
something.
Was like, he's not going to be on the album because he's friends with you know who.
Yeah.
And then Kid Cudi goes, he was like, I don't want to be in your fucking album, you dinosaur.
Yeah.
And then, so then Pete Davidson shared that post, and he put like the clapping emojis.
Mm-hmm.
And, so then it started a whole other thing. And then Kanye shared this thing. He's like, please, dear God, bring me and my family back together. And then he put...
That was like the first post.
But not only that, this was all happening while he was still with his girlfriend. He broke up with his girlfriend Monday on Valentine's Day. And I think because they broke up is because Kanye sent Kim a whole truckload of roses.
Mm-hmm.
So
that whole situation is crazy. And it's so weird. Because
it's
now
dangerous.
his documentary is coming out on Netflix.
Yeah.
And he wanted the guy, whoever's producing it or director or whatever, Kanye reached out to him and he was like, I want to watch the documentary and get final say so on what can go in and what can't. And the guy was like, no. He's like, you don't have no say so. This is a documentary. Documentaries are meant to show bad stuff and good stuff. It's not supposed to be good.
Yeah.
So he told him that. And it's so crazy because they're coming out weekly, and I haven't watched the full episode yet, but it's so crazy seeing how, because they have footage from when Kanye was like 19 years old.
Yeah.
And he's like so different than what he is now.
Actually, the way he's acting right now is extremely dangerous for Kim and the kids.
Yeah.
I hope that she does all measures to protect herself.
I wouldn't say he's like normal, because I don't know if that's the phrase, because there's like different types of normal.
Yeah.
But he's like different. He like, I don't know. He just seemed more like, I don't know, weird. Now he's just like, he's off.
I don't know what happened
there or anything. Maybe like, I don't know the full history about him or anything. So maybe something happened. Oh, his mom. But like, I don't know. I feel like even after his mom's death, he kind of like was still kind of there.
I don't know. He's just acting so weird. Like he was like living in Montana, and then Kim, like we know, she barely saw him. She would have to go over there to see him, and he was hardly seeing the kids and stuff. And then now he decides to buy a house.
And it's weird.
Right next to Kim.
That he's trying to, like, get back with her now and do all this special stuff for her, when that's the whole reason. As far as we know, that's the whole reason that she said that they got a divorce, is because they were never together.
Yeah.
Never got to spend time together. Never did stuff together. Nothing.
Well, I heard this thing that he did something for one of the kids' birthdays or something like that, and they got into a fight in the car, and there's pictures, like, circulating. Oh, and right after that is when they got
divorced. That wasn't that long ago, yeah. Mm-hmm. But I heard something funny on Jeff's podcast. I didn't know, but that on Kim's birthday, not Kim, North's birthday, they had like a party for her at Kim's house, and Kanye wasn't invited.
No, it was for Chicago's birthday.
Oh, okay. I didn't know which kid, and Kanye wasn't invited, so she was like, okay, we'll do a party here, and then you can go with your dad.
It was at Kylie's house.
And we'll do a party over there. And
oh,
so,
my God.
You okay?
No, I know, but I'm like thinking like, oh my God, he like put out, he's
hurting.
Like, Kim tried to kidnap my daughter.
Okay, but I heard about that, but I didn't find out until Jeff's podcast that he didn't know the address of where the party was taking place.
Oh my God.
And so Travis sends it to him, like low key, and he didn't tell nobody, but Travis Scott, Kylie's baby daddy, sends him the fucking address to the party. So I think he showed up.
Yeah, I think.
And then they had to like tell him to leave and stuff like that.
Yeah, because I think Kylie and Kim shared a birthday between Chicago and Stormy.
Yeah,
their birthdays are really close. And everybody's like, how the fuck did he not know where the birthday was, how the party was? He was like, don't you know where Kylie Jenner's house is? They told him it was at Kylie's.
Yeah. But I guess he didn't know. So Travis sent it to him low key without telling nobody.
But no, they told him.
I know, but no, Travis didn't tell no one. He told Kanye where it was.
But it's so, and he was like, Kim, you're trying to kidnap my daughter and stuff. I'm like, Kanye, she's at her birthday party. Relax.
That's, the whole situation is so crazy.
He's crazy. Like, I'm fearful for Kim's life.
Yeah.
He's, like, acting like a total fucking maniac.
Mm. It's crazy. As far as, like, we know, because we don't know, like, the deep down stuff, but as far as we know, that shit's crazy.
Yeah. I just hope Kim does everything she can to protect herself.
Yeah.
Get a restraining order. Oh, son of a bitch. Okay. Anyways, another news.
Oh, that's all the only news we have. So there's no really other news.
Oh.
But I did want to talk about something. I feel like we've been talking about it a lot lately. But I want to hear your thoughts about having kids at like ages like ours.
Oh, okay.
I don't think we've talked about that, but like the whole general how like, I mean, we're not really young, but we're young in like adult eyes.
Yeah.
So we're around the age where like having a kid and stuff would having kids would
is the norm.
Like you could have kids, like it's like,
yeah,
accepted socially and stuff like that. But like, how, what are your thoughts on kids our age having kids?
Okay. I feel like, okay, you're 20. You're going to be 21.
Yeah.
And I'm 24. And as a woman, I feel like everybody's like, okay, well, this is the age you should be having kids because if you have them like at 30, then you're too old. Mm-hmm. And so like right now I feel like feeling the pressure. I really am. Like, Charlene, you need to like, you know, you need to start having kids because our egg counts go down and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Your age, I feel like men can have kids at any age and it's socially acceptable.
I mean, what do you mean?
Like, you could have kids
like,
at
30. Like, are you talking about, like, egg count or whatever?
No, I'm talking about, like, women and men in general.
No, I think for both, you could both have kids. I mean, yeah, obviously, when you're old, you can't really have them because there's health problems and stuff like that. But I'm talking about, like, at our age now, do you think, like, it's, like, a good thing to do or a bad thing to do?
I think it depends on the situation. I feel like for us, it's... I feel like it's not in the cards for us right now.
I think things are going pretty good. Like, things are looking up.
Yeah.
But you can't always be, like, for sure about stuff and all that because, like, things can go... Yeah, things can happen. That's things true. Can go wrong. So things can be going so good for you and then it shit could just go a whole different way. That's why you can't really, like, plan stuff out to a certain point.
Yeah.
But I think having a kid is something, like, you have kind of control over. And
yeah, it's true.
But I think at our age, there's so much going on and you're still trying to like figure yourself out and everything. I think a kid,
you're barely starting, if like, you're going to school, you're barely starting a career.
Imagine trying to figure your stuff out and then bringing a kid that the kid is going to have to like grow up while you're still kind of like getting shit together.
Yeah. No, I think about that all the time.
That's why I think having kids at our age is kind of like, I mean, if the people have him, they have him. Like, and there's people that do good jobs.
You do amazing.
They do, like, amazing jobs raising their kids and stuff. But there's, like, a select few where it actually affects the way they parent. And then it ends up ultimately affecting the kid later on because they have to live through life and go through, like, the struggles because the parents weren't ready to raise him.
Yep.
And stuff like that. So I think, like, being our age and other people our age, it's better to kind of get yourself settled in a place where you feel comfortable and then have kids or whatever whenever you feel the time is right.
Yeah, like it doesn't always happen like that. Sometimes, you know, things happen, you have a baby and, you know, I don't know what I was gonna say, but like, yeah, things happen. You have a baby, you get pregnant, you have a baby, and life happens, and it's what you choose to make that baby's life better. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you grew up going through the struggle, I'm pretty sure, like, you don't want to put your kid through the same struggle.
And I think that's what I'm trying to say is, like, I always tell Charlene, I'm like, once you have a kid, you have to, like,
just your life. It's yours and the kid's life.
Yours is second now. You have to provide because they can't provide for themselves.
Yep.
And then when you're young, like our age, you're still kind of figuring everything out. So how are you going to do that at the same time while trying to raise a kid in a good way and stuff like that?
Mm-hmm. No, absolutely. Like 100%. It's hard. It's like really hard. It's like in one way, like you want to do good. And the other way you just like, I don't know. It just depends. It's the whole like.
I think it also depends on like the person's maturity levels and stuff like that.
It does
because like you can get pregnant and be happy for it and stuff. It doesn't mean you're in the right headspace maturity wise.
We're not just talking about women, like men can
men too,
yeah,
but like I was gonna switch over to men's side,
sorry,
but like headspace because like it goes both ways. Like there's a bunch of men that I see that have kids that are young, and then there's some that are young and that are aren't prepared to do it, and you could tell. Mm-hmm. And then there's some that are my age that I see that are like doing a terrific job doing it.
Yeah.
So I think it just goes like
it the kind of headspace yeah, it just you depends have. Depends on the headspace you yeah, have.
We've seen a lot of people both like online and in real life that aren't ready to do it, and you could tell, and it kind of like portrays in their actions, and mm-hmm. they're not like doing the right things. And then there's some that we see that are like doing terrific jobs raising them. They're providing.
So even have like 2-3 kids. I'm like, wow, yeah. Like you're an amazing mom.
That's why I think a big part of it is maturity.
Yeah.
And some people think like there's some people that think they're like in the right mind and stuff to have kids, when in reality I think people like the idea.
I think some people having it. Some people when they go through like emotional trauma, I feel like they try to fill that void. They're like, oh, if I have a baby, then they'll love me forever.
Yeah.
And it's like it's hard because like you don't like when you're in that headspace you don't know like whether it's a good choice or not, and yeah, you know exactly. That's ultimately their decision.
It's kind of like your own mind manipulating you,
yeah,
because everything can sound perfect and everything can sound good, and then when it comes down to it you're like fuck, you're like was I lying to myself? You're like yeah. It's not coming out the way I thought it was gonna come out,
yeah,
not the baby but like the whole situation in general.
But no, yeah. It's hard. I feel like at any age, I feel like having a child is hard. You could be like ready. You could be like emotionally ready for it. And I feel like it'd still be hard.
That's why I always give props to like young parents.
Oh, for
providing
sure.
for their kids. Because sometimes a couple gets pregnant out of nowhere and mm-hmm. they decide to keep the baby and they provide for it and stuff. That's why I give someone's props to those ones, because It's hard. Having kids is hard. I've like my auntie, she had two girls and she's already older. She's not young, but not old. But she's older. Obviously she's older than me. But she had two girls not that long ago, and I've had to like see them grow up, and yeah, that shit's rough.
It's hard.
So being our age, I can imagine I feel like one kid is easier than two.
But like imagine when you have like 2-3 yeah.
Around the same age, that's rough. Age. That's hard.
And I feel like as when people have kids younger, they're more pressured to have another one right away, because like you want your
kid to have a person to grow up yeah. with, someone to play with, to have fun and stuff like that.
That's
like,
hard.
I feel like it kind of takes a break off of the parents, so they don't have to be like playing with them and stuff yeah. all the time. You kind of just like put them together.
But then you have two. That you have two to take care of.
I know, but I feel like when they get to a certain age, they kind of entertain themselves.
Yeah, that's
you
true.
Still like feed him and you spend time with them and stuff, but like the whole playing wise and stuff like that, they have somebody yeah. to do that.
I think that's the hardest part about having kids young. Like let's say like you had a kid in like high school or when you were freshly out of high school and stuff.
Yeah.
You're like kind of like you're like, oh, maybe I should have another one so my baby has someone to play with. And I think that's the hardest part. It's like being young, and then you always have to deal with people judging you and shit.
Yeah.
It's annoying.
Yeah, but I think that's the whole maturity level kind of is like a major part in it. Because that's what like people forget is like you can be young, but you could still be mature
yeah.
enough to like cover
I've
shit.
I've met people like really young and they have kids and they're extremely mature. Like
and
props
then,
to them.
There's like older people like. Not old, baby. Every time I say older, I feel bad for saying
Jane
older
says,
now.
I'm old.
I don't mean it by like old lady, old man, like viejos.
He says 30s old.
Look at me saying Spanish again.
Wow.
But I mean like you could be young, but still, then there's older people, like older than us and stuff that mm-hmm. aren't mature enough mm-hmm. to take care of kids or even like do anything in a normal life. And it's like crazy to see because
it's a whole ass human being. Like that's not somebody to play with their emotions. That's not somebody that you bring into your life just for a fucking tax return. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's crazy.
That puts trauma on them. So I mean, everybody's different. I'm not here to judge anybody because it's their journey, it's their life, whatever. I'm just saying that like having kids is not something to play around with. Like it's somebody's life, like at the end of the day.
That too. And I feel like I see it all the time how people like they get baby fever and stuff like
that. I get baby fever like at least once a month.
I think that is a big old thing that happens, because I feel like, I think it happens majority with girls.
Do you get baby fever?
No.
You never? I get baby fever like I think at babies, least once a month.
I see cute baby videos and stuff. I'm like, oh, they're cute. Like, yeah. That's like, I'm never like, oh, I want to have one just so I can experience that little moment.
Oh, I don't want to have one, but I'm like, oh, but that's what nice that's what baby fever. One.
Exactly. That's what you're saying. You want to have one. That's what baby fever is. But I want to have
one without the process of having
exactly.
one.
Exactly. That's how, but there's some people that don't think like that. They have baby fever, but they're like, okay, like I said before, they kind of make it up in their mind a whole different situation than what it would actually
be. They actually put it, like, if you watch Lifetime, they put it in the movies a lot. Like, I was just watching one, it's called The Pregnancy Project, mm-hmm. where it's a true story, and where this girl, she did an experiment in school where she, I guess, faked her pregnancy. But, like, she, like, got a belly and everything.
I watched that with you. It was pretty cool. Yeah.
And this girl, she was in the foster system, and she's like, Mom, I'm going to love my baby. I'm going to care for my baby and stuff. But I feel like she was trying to fill that void.
We'll explain the whole story. Okay. The whole project, because you were explaining it, and then you just cut to, like, the end of it.
Yeah.
But the whole project is this chick. She was in a foster system? I didn't watch the whole movie.
The girl was not in a foster system, but her entire family had kids at a young age. Okay.
So... And she was Hispanic, so it kind of played a big old part, because everybody was like, there's like a statistic that they were saying in the movie that Hispanics usually have kids a lot younger mm-hmm. because due to poverty or something like that. I don't know the exact statistic, but her purpose was for the project is to say, like, she was in high school and she got pregnant, and she was saying that she kept it and she wanted to see how her school reacted to her mm-hmm. being pregnant.
Yeah.
And throughout the whole movie, just from what I watched, because I didn't watch the whole
thing. Because she had like scholarships and everything. Yeah.
Like she started getting bullied. People were like, she lost all her friends and all the teachers would like talk bad about her and stuff. But there was like one or two that would like support her and stuff.
Yeah.
Like
and
that.
Like only her mom, her best friend, her boyfriend. And, like, the principal and, like, one teacher knew.
Yeah, but the whole time it was fake. So she wasn't actually pregnant. She just wanted to see. It was, like, a social experiment.
And her boyfriend's parents didn't know, so they were pissed at him.
Yeah. And imagine that. Imagine you, like, faking, a pregnancy for, like, an experiment. And
your grandma would kill you.
They think it's real. That'd be crazy.
Your grandma would kill you.
But, yeah, that's pretty much the whole purpose of it, which it's crazy to see the impact it has on you. But I feel like some people don't have that mindset of like the mm-hmm. reality that kind of kicks in when situations like that come up.
Yeah, it's hard. But like I was saying, like the friend, she made like a friend with like one of the pregnant girls, and she was in the girls in the foster system, and she's like, oh, she's like, I can't wait till my baby gets here. She's like, I know they'll love me and stuff. And it's sad because people actually go through that, and like I wish that there was more mental help or more, you know, stuff like that to actually help people,
so they don't
to
have
go
to
through the situation.
Resort to that to feel loved by
somebody.
Yeah,
and so it sucks ass that we don't have like fucking universal healthcare to like actually be aware of mental health issues, and it pisses me the fuck off.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a big part too, mental health. Because, yeah, there is some people that want just to feel loved by somebody. And babies, they love you unconditionally because you raise them. They don't know nothing before you.
Yeah.
So some people are like, yeah, that's all I need
just, like,
right now.
The way you think of your mom, you just like love her to death.
Yeah.
Because she's your mom.
That's what some people need. But then there's like that doesn't fix everything.
No,
you know?
It's not. It's just like a fucking piece of tape over like a dam of water.
I think it does more damage. I feel like when you have the kid, it helps a little bit, but then the kid has to start like, has to grow up, and then like, say you don't put yourself in good situations mm-hmm. or you continue
they're gonna resent you.
Yeah, they're gonna do that, or they're gonna like, I don't know, it's just they're not gonna grow up the way that maybe you thought they were going to mm-hmm. when you first had the kid.
No, and it's true. It's absolutely true. It's hard.
And it's rough to say, like, yeah, there's people that don't make good decisions being parents and stuff, but, like, it's true. You can't hide it and stuff like that and try and stay quiet because, like, it's better to say the truth, but there is people that aren't, like, they don't do stuff in the situation to be ready to take care of the kid and mm-hmm. stuff like that.
Yeah, like we said, there's some people that never grow up, and that's why I feel like people should talk more about options, because if you could have options, you know, or yeah, you could be, if you have options and you're not ready to have a baby, then that's your decision. That's nobody else's decision, regardless of religion or anything. That's totally up to you. And if you're not ready, then you don't have to be ready. You could, you know, give yourself time to grow as a person and everything. And instead of bringing a baby into a life and, you know, having a struggle, mm-hmm. that could happen.
Yeah. Yeah, we're not trying to tell anybody what to do or how to act or how to parent. We're not even parents in our situation.
So how are we going to know?
Exactly. We don't know how it goes, but I'm just speaking on like experience that I've seen. But we're not trying to tell anybody what to do or whatever. It's just better to speak the truth.
Yeah.
Kind of, or our form of the truth of what we think.
Especially like with all these kids in the foster system. Like, and then you get these people like... Adoption's an option. I'm like, well, when the fuck have you adopted? Because, oh, that's
I know, like, I've seen. Like those TikTok videos we saw where these guys, Charlene went like, she watched all their videos.
Watched all
But they usually do like funny video. I thought they were funny when they would go up to like the Trump supporters mm-hmm. and they're like, oh yeah, for Trump or whatever. They're like, and what do you like up, about him?
Yeah, and then they went up to the people like at the abortion clinic.
Yeah, that's what I was getting to. Oh, sorry. They were doing like a protest at the abortion clinic and... They're like, no, stop abortion or something like
Choose
that.
Choose adoption.
Yeah. And he goes up to them. He's like, yeah, adoption's pretty good idea. He's like, how many kids have you adopted? And they're like, none. And all of them. He went to like every single person at the protest and they're like, no, I don't have no
adopted kids. They're like, I have two of my own.
Exactly. So, I mean, it's better to get information and stuff like support from people that actually have.
Yeah. And it's actually one of the big reasons me and you want to adopt because we see how, you know, a lot of these kids need chances to, we
for sure want to adopt.
For sure.
Whenever the time comes or whatever, it'll come, but for sure want to adopt a kid.
Yeah.
Or kids, depending kids. How many of you want.
I want to.
Yeah. But, yeah.
I think if we could do, like, one at a time,
yeah.
then yeah.
Because I feel like the process takes a long time. You can't really do them close.
That's what's hard. I feel, like, so bad for the teenagers that don't get adopted because they're like, oh, by the time I adopt them, they're 18. That sucks, too.
Because, like, they're teenagers and they're waiting to get adopted. Mm-hmm. And then as soon as they turn 18, they just, like, throw them out and you have to, like, fend for yourself pretty much.
I hate the justice system.
That's crazy.
It's so annoying, like... Teach these kids how to take care of themselves just in case shit happens. And because, like, a lot of the time, they don't know how to take care of themselves. They're like, oh, well, the system's always provided for... And it's true, like, because my mom's adopting right now, and, like, it's fudging hard. Like, it's hard because the system teaches them a way of, like, oh, like... I don't know how to explain it. I don't know. The system just teaches them, like, a way that they...
Not that they kind of get whatever they want, but they, like, they kind of always baby them a little bit.
Kind of, yeah. And I'm not saying that they have hard lives. I'm not saying anything of that. I'm just saying that, you know, the system provides for them what sometimes a parent can't.
Yeah.
Like, if they want new shoes, the system's like, okay, well, maybe we can move this money around and we can get them a pair of shoes.
Or a game. Or a game. Something like that.
And
just from what
in reality, like, life isn't like that. You could have your whole ducks in a row, and then shit hits the fan, you lose your job or whatever, and your kid wants something, you're like, I can't. Yeah. Like, I can't afford it.
And then, like, they don't know that they can't. So it's kind of hard for them to be like, oh, I can't get it. There's, like, no way around it.
Yeah. There's, like, there's no money put aside for it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I wish
not saying all systems are like that, just from what we've
experienced. Just what we've experienced, yeah. And so, like, I wish, because, like, me, I saw my parents struggle, and, like, I'm like, okay, so I have to learn how to do this, this, and this, so this doesn't happen.
Yeah.
So, like, when my mom got into the hospital, she was, like, extremely sick. We didn't know if she was going to, like, make it or not. I knew what to do. I was like, okay, if something were to happen, I take over, which I did. In the time that she was in the hospital, I took over. Mm-hmm. And I'm grateful that... At freaking 19 years old, I knew what the fuck to do.
Yeah.
So
that's good. I think that's what everybody should set themselves up to do. At least learn a little bit about that mm-hmm. kind of stuff for when shit hits the fan.
Yeah. Because, like, it could happen to anybody. You could be rich as hell and put all your money in stocks and bam, it's gone.
Yeah. I don't know. But yeah, having kids at our age is rough. We're not trying to give advice to nobody again, but we're just speaking from what we've saw, we've witnessed, we've mm-hmm. kind of went through a little bit.
Yeah.
What we talked about.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, but just know, like, I just wish that the healthcare in this country was a lot better, so that way, you know, people like in the justice system could get mental help, or even if you're not in the justice system and you're just going through stuff, or you had a traumatic childhood, you could go through, you could get mental help, and maybe, because I don't know, I've never gotten mental help myself, but like that way, you know, if you need to, it helps you out. If it hopefully does, anyways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, we're gonna get started on the Reddit topics to kind of counterbalance that deep topic we talked about majority of the podcast.
And in no way, in any form, do we want to offend somebody or tell them how they should,
or that their decision was bad or anything they made.
No, absolutely not.
We should have said that in the beginning.
Well, can we move this to the beginning?
Probably. Okay. I think I could just copy and paste it.
We just don't want people to be offended, because at the end of the day, it's your decision. And you made the decision that's right for you in that moment. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. But let's get started on the Reddit topics.
Okay.
This one says, I told my friend I had a threesome 2 years ago and now he hates me. Long story short, we were friends with benefits for 3 years and recently moved to separate states. We were very close, but we never had a relationship. We have been fizzling out a little because he has been trying to find the next best thing and never wanted me for long term. I told him I had a threesome once 2 years ago when I was drunk, and again after he broke my heart, and now he hates me and told me I'm grimy and ugly and gross. I was being honest, but he's mad I never did that with him. And all honestly, I tried, but no one wanted to that I asked. I don't know how to feel. It's like a switch flipped. He sounded angry and I'm hurt. Edit, it was one guy and two girls, just to clarify. Edit number two. Like I said, I did look on my end. Did he look for some on his end? No idea. He could pull women just fine. He brought one over to my apartment while I was out of town. Not going to talk to him again because he wants to beat my ass. What the hell? I had a lot of love for this person and he knew that very well. I treated him very well and tried to show how much he meant to me in every way. I was pushed away every time and time again. He didn't want a relationship and made that clear. Hence, FWB. What does that mean? I don't know what FWB means. If anybody knows what that means, let us know what that means.
I don't know. Fuck with bonus. I don't know. I feel like he's in the wrong. He's getting mad at you. Oh my god.
You always do that before you get into a talk.
Just kidding. No, he's in the wrong, because why is he mad? You're not even in a relationship. He's mad because you didn't have a threesome with him. Get
how
over
come,
it. Yeah,
how come she said that he was his friend? That, she said friend, right?
They were
she
friends
never
with
said
benefits.
Boyfriend. Oh, okay. Then that's still, he can't be jealous or nothing.
Yeah, you made a contract that there was no
there's
feelings.
Nothing official. All you guys doing are having sex or whatever they're doing, and that's it. There's no feelings
getting
attached.
Getting your rocks off, and that's it.
That's kind of like the whole point of friends with benefit, is that like you can go do stuff and do whatever you want without anybody being there like, oh, why'd you do this? Well, you cheated on me. You're not supposed to do that. It's like the whole thing.
No, but he's mad because she had threesome and it wasn't with him.
It wasn't with him.
She has every right to go do whatever she wants.
And then he bring a girl over to apartment, so I guess
to her apartment. That's sickening.
That's the same kind of situation. They're both kind of in the same place.
I feel like she got feelings though.
Yeah, probably.
I feel like it sounds like he got feelings too. Yeah. But then he wants to beat her ass.
That was crazy. But I don't think they're good to date. Just by the way she talks about it.
He sounds toxic to me.
Yeah.
And then watch, if you guys ever get together, he's going to be like, oh, you had a threesome. You had two threesomes.
Yeah, he's going to be like, how do you know you won't do it again?
Yeah.
And what if I'm not there or whatever?
Yeah, he's like, no, we have to have a threesome. And then, I don't know. I feel like it's just
or like,
spiral.
Yeah, he's like, we have to have a threesome to get even or something like that.
Or so. Then he'll be like, oh, then you walk into your house, into your room, and then he's with two other chicks. And then he's like, oh, you did it, so I had to do it.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's a whole crazy situation.
Damn, that's a whole movie in itself.
Exactly. One little tiny paragraph. You could create a whole situation out of that.
Oh, we got email.
But let's move on to the next one. This one says, my girlfriend is pregnant, but I've never been in her apartment. So my girlfriend of 4 months has told me she is pregnant, but I've never been in her apartment. She seems to make excuses to keep me out of there. Says I can go in, but never makes it happen. We are always getting together at my place. We are both in our 30s. Now I'm starting to pick up on things. She never takes flowers in that I get her. She leaves them in the car. Where do I even start to approach this situation? She's not far along, obviously, in the pregnancy.
Imagine she's homeless.
No, baby, I think he knows that she has an apartment. But I think she has, like, what I was thinking when I, and even some people in the comments were saying, they're like, I think she has either, like, another boyfriend or a husband that's, like, a whole different kind of, like, life. And that's why she doesn't want him to see her apartment, is because there's, like, a whole different life. There's another dude, or maybe she even has kids or something.
Yeah.
And she's kind of just, like, dating him on the side, but doesn't want to let him know what's, like, truly happening behind the doors.
Damn. And she's pregnant.
After four months. By his kid, I think. Yeah, I'm guessing.
Well,
you don't know.
He doesn't know what's going on behind doors.
It could be like her husband. If there is another dude, it could be another dude's kid. And he wouldn't even know. So hopefully he comes to terms with the situation and approaches it and maybe even gets like a DNA test when the baby comes out.
After 4 months, I think I would get a DNA test.
Yeah.
Especially. Just to be safe.
Or maybe even before she has the kid, she'll come clean with it or something.
Then again, what if I'm a guy and I'm dating the girl and then I get like, you know, she's like offended because of my DNA test.
You can't get offended.
Would I get offended?
It's a whole kid.
I don't know if I would get offended because I've had DNA tests done on me.
I mean, the guy's in the right to ask because the girl's lying about something if she's not letting him into the apartment or taking in his gifts.
Yeah.
So that's, if she's not taking in his gifts like flowers and stuff like that, obviously there's somebody there that she doesn't want to ask questions, that she doesn't want to ask questions to her about.
Would I get a DNA test or would I go to Maury?
Maury would be fun. But I mean, they both do the same thing. Just one's more entertaining than the other.
Yeah. You ever see that one? It's like a fake episode with Christine and her boyfriend Antenna.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That came out like a couple, like 2017, right?
It was like when she was still on the internet.
2016. So yeah. She doesn't do YouTube no more. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember that. That was funny. Maury's crazy. Even Jerry Springer. Does Jerry Springer do the same thing? I think it's like the same thing.
No, Jerry Springer doesn't do the same thing. It's like where they're cheating and he's like, oh my God, here comes Pamela. And there comes Pamela.
Have you seen the one where it's a black guy? And he finally tells the guy, like, he's dating this, like, lighter-skinned girl.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm black. And she's like, what?
Oh, what? I've never seen that.
Like, you can tell he's black. And he's like, I'm black. And she's like, what the fuck? She's like, you never told me you were black? Really? And then she starts saying, like, racist shit.
What? Like, she was light-skinned herself.
Yeah, she's, like, either white or maybe, like, Hispanic, maybe. I don't know what it is. But she was, like, a redhead. So maybe I'm guessing, like, white. But the guy was clearly black. You could tell. But she, like, got all racial and started, like, saying racial slurs at him and everything. And I was like, what the f- how do you, like, everybody in the comments, I've seen, it's been around for years. And every time I see it, everybody's like, how the fuck can you not tell? Like, look at him.
Maybe they didn't meet each other before.
Yeah.
And maybe they were only talking on the phone. And he had his white voice on.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe. But she saw him, even in person. But as soon as he told her that, she, like, went crazy.
Maybe she's colorblind.
maybe that's you kind of put that in the situation too.
But I don't know if colorblind people if she's colorblind, there's no color. That's right.
You can't be racist because you see the same color to everybody. What are you gonna do? See certain types of grays or whites or whatever it is. What is it? Just gray and white, right? Or black?
No, like, that's not how it is. Without colors, it's not like the TV. They, like, if you see, like, let's say you, this is blue, right?
I straight up thought
you
it was,
it
like,
red.
The gray television, how they did back in the day before there was color. I thought that's how people saw.
I thought that's how people saw, too. I'm like, shit. I was like, how did they get everybody to see color?
Exactly. But what were you going to say? It's like, what?
Okay, so your pants are blue. They probably see those, like, an orange color.
Oh, like, the colors change. I thought it was, like, you just see gray all the time. Like how dogs are dogs really truly colorblind?
I have no idea.
I've heard that they just see like gray and
there's
dark.
Bugs that like see like colors that we don't.
Yeah, because we only have like a certain spectrum on our eyes of like a certain kind of palette that we could see.
But if one day a kid is born with like that?
That's what's crazy because bugs, they have like a whole
we have like
more.
Three and they have eight.
So they see like a whole like colors we can't even comprehend because we can't see it. that they see
I colors. Bet you that the world is intense for them.
It's probably like strange because there's probably all kinds of different colors everywhere.
But then it makes you wonder, like, which is the real world? Ours?
I wonder if somebody's made a machine where you can like put goggles on or something and see maybe colors that they see.
I don't think that's
but then invented. Again, you won't know because you can't see the colors. That's, your brain can't fact. Comprehend it.
You can't even like
the cut scientist them up and or whatever won't be able to comprehend what colors mm-hmm. like or whatever. It will. We would still see it as like blue or red mm-hmm. or orange. We won't see it as like the whole different kind of rainbow that they see.
That they have a whole different rainbow than what we have.
That's crazy.
That's insane.
But you want to end it?
Yeah, we'll cut it there.
Okay. We have gotten to the end of the podcast. We hope you guys enjoyed this one. I know we've been on a hiatus with the podcast, kind of taking it really slow. I know we mentioned it in the past couple ones. But for sure, we are coming back. We're going to be putting as much work in as we can and getting to the place we want it to. It's been growing really yeah. good, but I feel like we haven't been putting as much
no, work No, we in. Really haven't. Dana's been working hard. I've been kind of like down in the dumps with my leg injury. So yeah. I've been like...
And it's I've fine. Been depressed. We just have to get in the routine of doing it again and putting in as much work. Because I love doing it. You see how quick this podcast went by?
Yeah.
I checked the time. It's almost at 50 minutes. Mm-hmm. And it feels like we talked for 5.
I know.
But, yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed the podcast. Be on the lookout. We're going to maybe start doing clips again. See our posts all over social media. And, yeah, check us out on YouTube if you're listening. And if you're watching, you can check us out on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and all the other ones. And, yeah. We want to thank you guys so much for the love you guys have always given to the podcast. We really, truly appreciate it.
Yeah, and it was also Daisy's second birthday.
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday, Daisy. We're going to put up a picture of her here. Yeah. One of her funny pictures.
Yeah.
But, yeah, thank you guys so much. And stay tuned for next week's episode.
Bye.
Bye, guys.